We know that pornography ruins lives. We know it thrives on secrecy. We believe that informing, inspiring, and guiding people brings hope and healing to society. Welcome to the Integrity Restored podcast, where you'll learn more about this epidemic that is plaguing our culture and what you can do to combat pornography in your own lives, your family, your community, and our world.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Integrity Restored podcast. I'm Jim O'Day, your host, and I'm blessed to be joined today by my friend Michael Ciaccio. Michael is a licensed professional counselor, a sex addiction treatment provider, and certified in EMDR. Michael runs the My House initiative in Kansas City, a great program that we're going to talk about a lot today, ladies and gentlemen. And has become over these years a dear friend and trusted confidant in this battle. Michael, welcome, my brother.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's good to be
on. Man, it's a blessing. It's really taken too long, Michael. I'm sorry. We should have had you on a long time ago. Yeah. But you know, God's timing. Now is when you needed to be here, because this conversation we have is going to touch somebody's heart. And I just thank God for that in advance.
Yeah. Amen.
Just tell me a little bit about your background first, Michael, before we dive into kickstarting your recovery.
Yeah, sure thing. So even going back to KU, went to the University of Kansas and then entered into the seminary. And some of my own story is my own healing and really working that out in the seminary, where I had a psychologist, psychiatrist, a spiritual director really guiding me through my own stuff, you know. Then I landed in Kansas City back in about 2009 and just really had a heart for, discerned out of the priesthood or the seminary, but still had a heart for wanting to walk with people and help them find healing and just being really in the trenches of their own darkness and struggle. And so yeah, it's when I decided to pursue a counseling degree, went to Divine Mercy University for a year, but then everything clicked with my wife once I moved to DC, and she was in Kansas City. So then I moved back after a year, finished at Avila University. We started having kids, and I graduated in 2011. And then, then that's when it was really placed on my heart to start the Center for Healing. And in 2013, started the side practice of it, Wednesday nights, Saturday mornings, just really putting in the hours up front, knowing hopefully, 10 years down the line, I wouldn't be putting in 60-hour weeks, which is fortunately it happened. And then I jumped ship in 2014 from a small residential facility that I was working at, working with a teenager struggling with addiction, substance use, and the sex addiction was definitely there, or at least starting to ramp up, you know. And then, 2014, jumped ship, started my own practice, Center for Healing. I was on CatholicTherapist.com, and man, that was a buzzword, 2013 to 14 is healing. And on, I just started getting calls and calls and calls, and I filled up really quickly. I've made a lot of hires. I have five counselors working for us. And then I know you want to get into the My House workshop, which started up in 2016.
Yes, absolutely. So for people to reach out to you, centerforhealingkc.com, is that correct?
That's it. Yep.
Center, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's centerforhealingkc.com. And please feel free to reach out to Michael. If he can't personally help you, he's got a lot of other people on staff, or he may be able to refer you to somebody else who can. So if you're hearing this and God has put on your heart that you need to reach out to me as always, or reach out directly to Michael. We'd be happy to talk to you. So the title of this program is Kickstarting Your Recovery.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I think this is just perfect timing, Michael, is because I've been working now for a few years. I went and got my sex and porn addiction recovery coach certification as part of my work here at Integrity Restored. And I've been helping guys and couples with recovery coaching. And you know, one of my frustrations is I can see guys really doing the work. They're really trying hard.
Yeah.
And they get so far and then boom, they fall back and they kind of give up. And I think there's ways, when you first decide you're sick and tired of being sick and tired to kickstart a recovery. And sometimes in the middle of your recovery, you need a kickstart again. So yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. You know, and to enter in first with some empathy and compassion, as you know, is this is hard. It's such a battle. I've just learned of new websites that are out there. You know, we won't get into specifics, but that, man, if I would have been 18, you know, 16, 14 that time, man, I
12,
would have been
10.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker, you know? And so it is unbelievable, you know, how you can follow certain websites, pay to follow certain people. You know, again, I don't want to get too much into specifics, but, you know, this just continues to spiral.
Well, and honestly, I mean, look, it's two things. I never want to over spiritualize this, but there is a diabolical component to it, 100%. And the second thing is, let's be honest, it's big money.
Absolutely.
If these organizations were not making millions and millions and billions Absolutely. Of dollars, yeah. they wouldn't keep doing it. But yeah. it's huge money. So they're yeah. going to keep coming out with more and more things to entice us. As I tell people all the time, if you yourself are not struggling with pornography today, you absolutely know and love someone who is.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse with AI.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
be honest.
Absolutely. That's scary. You know, and a lot of these websites have specific departments dedicated to marketing. And so actually on our website, we have the think tank, and I wrote a whole article during COVID about the marketing of certain pornography websites. And so it's not just random links out there. They're just like, oops, clicked on that and didn't mean to. I mean, they have a whole process in sucking you in, and then especially getting kids and teenagers, get them started early, you know?
Absolutely. And when you think about Instagram and yeah. TikTok, particularly for our young people, even for our older people, I mean, you know, I get amazed sometimes. I go on Instagram and I'm looking at something, and then, you know, the next thing I know, it's not full blown pornography, but it's very enticing imagery that I have to say, oh, I got to get away from here because I know the slippery slope.
Right. And then the more vulnerable we are, right, within the My House Workshop, we talk about this, the more vulnerable we are with feelings. If, you know, boss yelled at us that day, or it's in struggle with our wife, or I'm 19, I'm in school and I just failed a bunch of tests. Then, man, when I'm scrolling and then there's that enticing picture, that's where the more vulnerable we are, the stronger temptation becomes. And that's where temptation ramps up to that 7, 8, 9 out of 10, you know?
Yep. Yep. Let's jump into the My House workshop,
sure.
because yeah. if you really, guys, if you're listening right now and you're stuck in your recovery, or you want more, you want better. Listen to me. Michael has a My House workshop coming up in Kansas City. What are the dates of that, Michael?
Yeah. May 16 to 18 is the next one.
May 16 to 18.
Yeah. 3-day intensive. Yeah. Yeah. And
go ahead. Tell us about it. It's a great program, guys.
Yeah. You know, I like to start with the story going back to 2016. And so I had been working the Center for Healing, 20 clients a week for, you know, over 2 years. And I was starting to get pretty burnt out, and I just wanted to diversify with what I was doing. And I got in touch with Dr. Todd Bowman. He's the director now for the SATP, Sexual Addiction Treatment Provider Program at Mid-American Nazarene. That's in Olathe, Kansas, Kansas City area. Got in touch with him. He had taught me. He was just a great mentor of mine. And we sat down in Starbucks. I said, hey, I want you to, you know, plug me into the SATP. How can I teach? How can I get plugged into this thing? He said, well, can't really do that. But then he opens up his laptop and he says, hey, I have the full curriculum here for the My House workshop that we want to roll out. And how can we do that? And so in September 15th of 2016, we fired up the first workshop and had 7 men there at the Savior Pastoral Center. So it was at a retreat center on the Kansas side. And it really has grown ever since then. Of course, there's COVID and what COVID did to it for a while. But we get up to about 12. It's a smaller initiative where we get about 12 to 16 men coming on that workshop each time. And I'll keep going in this and talk about, we see two types of men really wanting to come on this. One is in crisis and really needing to just jumpstart recovery. Like they need the initial injection of, hey, here's the deeper underpinnings of what's going on, and here's some tools. And, you know, a lot of these guys have been married and have been caught. Their wife's mad. And, you know, how do we help with the betrayal trauma piece, right? And how it's affecting their wife. And so, yeah. And then the second type of guy coming in is the guy you're talking about who's stuck. It's like, yeah, I've been in this for a year. You know, I'm acting out, you know, four times a month. It's gone down to like two times a month or whatever that range is. But I just can't quite get over that hump. And so, so those guys, you know, a lot of times they're needing that deeper work and understanding. Yeah, the spiritual component's important, coaching and SA. And some of those guys, though, don't have the therapy or the psychology behind really understanding, yep, like, here's my family of origin. Here's the deeper underpinnings. Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Here at Integrity Restored, you know, we talk about all the time. Everybody who's listening has heard me hundreds of times. The three pillars, right? What do we believe really works? And that's the strong science, therapy, and counseling, yeah, an increase in the spiritual life, frequent reception of the sacraments, and spiritual direction. And then finally, community and accountability, because you can't do it alone. And what this workshop does, ladies and gentlemen, kind of brings all that together in a 3-day format where you're going to get to work on a little bit of all of it, but also come away from that with, as Michael said, tips and tools when you're struggling, when you're in the midst of temptation, tips and tools how to help rebuild your relationship, particularly with your spouse if you're married, and then finally an understanding of why this is happening, why you're stuck here. Or why you need to get out of this place if this is your first time breaking into it. Where would people go to sign up for that, Michael?
Yeah, so on our website, centerforhealingkc.com, there's a My House tab. And so just clicking on that link and learning more about it there. You can register there. You can email me. You can call me if you just want more guidance into whether or not it'd be a good fit for you. And so yeah, centerforhealingkc.com.
And here's the important thing, guys. If you tell Michael that Jim sent you, he's not going to give you a discount. He's going to charge you double. So just so you know.
That's a good call. I thought you were going the discount route. I was like, wait, we didn't talk about that.
No. Listen, in all seriousness, this will be a life changer in your recovery journey. Please, please think about it. They have them every quarter, but I really want you to think about May. There's spots available. Yeah. Get there.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about kind of kickstarting recovery, Michael, what else are just some practical things that a guy can do? Let's say he's decided enough is enough, but I don't know what to do. I haven't spoken to a professional. I've only confessed it to my priest. You know, he told me to say three Hail Marys and it'll go away, and it hasn't. What do I do?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The next step is definitely a professional, a coach such as yourself or a licensed therapist and somebody who specializes in this area. Like not every Catholic therapist, not every therapist in general is a CSAT, right? Certified Sexual Addiction Treatment Provider, or a SATP. And so you really want to look for those credentials to where they understand what sexual addiction is and starting to entering into that. And I would say, you know, with that, I think the way you would know if things are going in the right direction is two things: that you're getting really good assessment. And so those first sessions, you know, you're probably talking about your story and there's some day-to-day things you're talking about, but the CSAT therapist, the SATP, is really going to direct you with like, hey, we need to walk through what's called the SDI, the sexual dependency inventory, and the PTSI, like certain rubrics of assessments that will really help Understand what's your fantasy life look like, right? What are your acting out behaviors? What's your level of motivation? Where are you on the SAST, which is the sexual addiction screening test, to see like, actually therapy and group is enough for me right now and I can work that. Or I'm at a certain level where, yeah, I have to go to the workshop along with the other things as well. And so, so a good therapist is going to be doing really good assessment to understand all the different angles of your life with what's going on, because it's, you know, the opposite of sobriety isn't the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety. The opposite of addiction is connection. So, of course, with that, we want sobriety. But man, do we want, we're just craving connection, a brotherhood, you know, connection with good, healthy females as well. And so that's a good jump start there to make sure that you have a good therapist that you're starting to work with.
Yeah. And that brings me to another question that comes up a lot here in Integrity Restored. I've looked and I cannot find a CSAT or SATP Catholic therapist.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, obviously that should be your first go-to. But if you can't find that, find a CSAT or an SATP therapist, regardless of their religious affiliation, as long as they're open to a faith journey.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you seen that work successfully?
Yeah, definitely. And so as long as they're on board with you with the definitions of pornography, what sexual addiction is, masturbation, that's a big one. And then, the LGBT side of things, that, that's not going to be a directive in your therapy. If that's a struggle with unwanted SSA, same-sex attraction, or something like that. Yep. If they have a basic good anthropology, then yes, they can walk with you really well in moving towards healing and understanding your story and understanding your reaction sequence of triggers and these assessments that I'm talking about. And so, yeah, prayer is important, yes, but in therapy, St. Thomas Aquinas talks about what grace builds on nature, right? Mm-hmm. And so like a lot of times we only try to figure this out spiritually on a vertical plane. But man, do we need that human element of meeting with that therapist one-on-one and entering into a heart-to-heart connection. And the spiritual hopefully actually will follow in your prayer life with opening up your story and just that struggle with sin in your
and your wounds, because so absolutely. Often every man, every person probably thinks that pornography addiction and unwanted sexual behaviors are sexual in nature. And generally they're not, they're from wounds, ladies and gentlemen. Right. So that's why it's so important to be with a journeying with a professional so that you can, number one, identify those wounds, get to them, which can be painful, but then heal them.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're actually one part of the workshop in therapy in general is really understanding, like, why am I looking at this specific genre of pornography? And again, not getting into specifics here, but yeah, some guys are stuck in that and then really wondering, why is it so deviant? Why? Or why is it this type? And why do I keep going back to it? And when you start to uncover your own story, you can see like, oh, because of this abuse or because of this certain dynamic, I felt powerless back then. So in this pornography, like I feel powerful, or I'm back in a circle of being powerless by looking in this pornography. A lot of times we repeat our traumas or we try to correct them with pornography. And so that link is pretty powerful when you start to connect the dots.
But this is the important thing, what Michael is telling you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to work with a professional. You have to do these assessments in order to get to that. You're not going to come to this realization on your own. It's not going to happen. I mean, could it? Maybe, but I haven't seen it.
Well, I call it the silo effect. When we're just trying to work out recovery, it's not really recovery, but we're trying to get sober in a silo where it's like just reading books or listening to podcasts.
Yep.
And like actually the wounds here, the struggle here is it's a relational struggle And that's relationship is where we've been wounded. And then relationship is where we heal and we re-enter into finding ourselves, finding a reconnection with God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a couple minutes left, but okay. I just want to kind of finish up on that note where when you're struggling with pornography, it affects all relationships in your life. It's your interpersonal relationships, your school, your work, your marriage, your family, but it's also your relationship with God. And so in order to heal, we have to work on all the areas, mind, body, and spirit. Can't just separate them out. It's all of the above. And so when somebody's looking to kickstart their recovery, hopefully they're going to sign up for the My House Retreat. Go to centerforhealingkc.com for more information on that. But when they're looking for healing, don't be so siloed. I love that word in your recovery plan. Be open to recovery in all areas of your life. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the spiritual part, you know, I think about the paralytic and, you know, Jesus is doing this amazing thing and preaching. And in some of my own prayer life, sometimes I think like, man, you know, I'm doing these great things and I'm the one preaching here. You know, I'm the one carrying the paralytic on the mat and lowering him down and doing this amazing thing. But I mean, you know, Father Sean Kilcally, where he challenged me once and challenges really well in regards to like, actually, you're the man on the mat. Like, we're the ones who were hurt, we're broken. We have our own stories, we have our own emotions, our own things that we need to face, and we need to allow ourselves to be on that mat. To let others help us to be put in front of Jesus and to let Jesus take care of us. And so I think spiritually, that's what starts to happen in your relationship with God, is where like the Father becomes somebody where I want to receive from you. I want to be your son. I want to entrust myself to you instead of hiding or going out and doing all these great things and trying to prove myself. You know, or,
I'm such a great son,
prayer.
God.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I would say that's been a big shift in my own personal prayer life, is allowing myself to be son and enter back into that. And that's really only happened with really, you know, facing hard things.
And then the other two areas, obviously, your mind and your body, you've done a lot of hard work there too, like I have. And none of this is easy, but it's all important. We can't just focus on one area and hope everything else gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes we think, okay, I have to count my sobriety days and really figure out this porn and masturbation thing. We're actually a good story. Keep it short and sweet. It might not look like it looking at me, but I was a big basketball player growing up, and there's also a lot of wounds with that in high school, is where eventually coaches are like, you're just not tall enough, so we're not giving you a chance. So a lot of wounds there that I really had to work through. And about 6 years ago, working through that, one day after a therapy session, I received an email that there was going to be a pops tournament at my local parish with just a bunch of the old dads, right, playing a tournament. And so I, you know, bit the bullet. I definitely had some anxiety with that, but hey, I bit the bullet and I knew like, hey, I got to face this and enter back into this and just go have fun and see, remember what sports is really about, you know? And so I got in there and just had a blast. I think I almost pulled my hammy, but, the guys were just really good to me. I had a lot of fun with them. I think we made it to the semifinals or something, you know? And so that was just a really awesome moment. You know, talk about integrating like mind and body and spiritual there of, you know, a corrective experience with a wound that I had gone through, you know? And I would say on the other end of that, like 15 years ago with that, after that therapy session, let's say, I mean, I would have gone home, probably hid in the corner and done whatever I wanted in my addiction, you know?
Absolutely. Just to make yourself feel better. That's self-soothing. Right. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So the My House workshop is May 16th through 18th. There's still spots available. The Center for Healing KC.com. Reach out to Michael or one of the team there if you need help or you want to sign up for the workshop. And Michael, this has been a great conversation, brother. I appreciate you so much. And, and we're going to have you back on again, man, because this was fun. And ladies and gentlemen, I can't stress enough, the men, if you're struggling right now and you want something to kickstart your recovery, get yourself to Kansas City in May. It's going to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jim, I'll speak to the wives. Like, we have a lot of wives who call me and then I have them give their husband a push. Like, it's okay to give your husband a push with this, you know, put the website in front of them and say, I need you to get to this. That's a way that a lot of the husbands get to our workshop. And so that's okay to stand up for yourself because you deserve
that's a
more
great
than
boundary.
That in your marriage.
That's a great boundary. Absolutely. That's a healthy boundary. And it's a great opportunity for the man. So what a wonderful thing for the couple together to know that he is doing this work and going to get some healing. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, thank you so much for listening. It's our blessing to be able to serve you in this way. But if this program or any of our products or services have helped you in any way, please consider making a donation. We can't do what we do without your generous support. Please visit integrityrestored.com/donate and make your gift today. Michael, it's been a joy, brother, and we'll have you on soon again. God bless
everyone. Let's do it again.
Thanks for listening to the Integrity Restored podcast. We hope this program has given you information, tools, and hope. Integrity Restored is a not-for-profit ministry of stewardship, a mission of faith, and relies on the generosity of our supporters to keep fighting the battle against the plague of pornography. Please visit integrityrestored.com to help by joining us as an Integrity Angel monthly supporter with your gift of $10 or more. To learn more and to stay connected with all that we are accomplishing, visit us at www.integrityrestored.com.